Thank you for sticking with us as we work our way through the open line hour. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're in the middle of helping Susan through deciding the correct course of action for a new air conditioning system on a 40-year-old home. It's about 1,200 square feet. And you said you're in the Tucson area?
No, we are in Sun City West.
Sun City West. Okay, I apologize. Mm-hmm. And it's a 1,200 square foot home.
Yep.
You're on APS?
Yes, unfortunately, I am.
And you said you've been there a year. What was your high summer bill?
About $400 a month.
During the summer heat?
Yes.
Well, you'll feel better when you learn that you're actually lower than me.
But I'm guessing my house is a lot smaller, too.
Oh, only by about 800 feet. It's not a huge difference. But here's what we need to do. With the advancement in the last 20 years, we used to always calculate square footage and tonnage of air conditioning equipment based on square foot of the home. So somebody would look at this and say, okay, it's a 1,200 square foot home. We need 1 ton per 400 square feet, and you need a 3-ton unit. That worked for a lot of years, but so many of our air conditioning systems in Arizona are over tonnaged. And what happens is the air conditioning unit will kick on and it'll run really fast and blow a lot of cold air, and it'll hit that thermostat really quick and say, okay, we're back up to 78 degrees, shut it off. Well, the home really didn't get back to 78. That cold air was just coming out so fast, and it got to the thermostat so quick that it shut the unit back off. So then instead of cooling the whole home, all the air volume in the home down, it only cooled maybe 25-30%, and really the ambient air temperature is closer to 80. So really quick, the air conditioning unit kicks back on. And what gets you and why it runs up your utility bills is during that on-peak time, you're charged for the most energy you've consumed. And that startup time for those compressors draws a lot of electricity. Once they're running, running that unit doesn't cost nearly as much as it cost to start it. So all that time that air conditioning unit is kicked on 4, 5, 6 times in an hour, if it had just kicked on once and ran for a half hour, it would have cost you a lot less. So we want to make sure that we've got a properly sized air conditioning system for your home. And now we've got variable speed. We never had variable speeds before. So it can run as a 3.5 ton or a 5 ton. It can run at multiple different speeds. And most of our air conditioning contractors will tell you, ask Brand, will say that Trane is really the industry leader right now. Trane American Standard. It's basically under the same roof and the same assembly line. It's just different names on the equipment. And Trane is set up for an incredible distribution. You can get parts at numerous locations. A lot of equipment, when you get into other brand names, don't have nearly the distribution outlet. So you may be subject at the point you need parts replaced or repair work. We may not have a part in town, or it's so far away you can't get to it till the next day. Well, if you've been in Arizona in the summertime, you know, without air conditioning, minutes count and comfort counts. So having the distribution chain for repair work as we get 15 years into this new investment is going to come in critical. But the most important thing and getting all of this designed is going into a manual J calculation where they take into account the size of the ductwork, the layout of the home, how many, where the return is, what the supply units are, what kind of dampers we have. All these things come into factor, and through this equation, it'll then give us what tonnage we need. Once we have the ton we need to cool the home, then we can pick the right brand for you. And you had mentioned lights on coils. I don't know about anything to make coils last longer, but there are a lot of companies that are putting in infrared lights into the duct system with the install of a new air unit to help the air quality inside the home. I'm not familiar with anything light-related that's supposed to make the coils last longer. We've tried to get a hold of a couple of our HVAC technicians this morning, and Julia's busy on the line to see if there's something new in the technology that we're missing. But I'm not familiar with that one, only as a air quality, not as a make your coils last longer. And I don't think there's anything like that that would help, because the coils are copper, and light on the coils isn't going to make copper last any longer.
That was kind of my take on it. You know, they were talking about rust and all this, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't sound right. So that's why one of the reasons I was calling this morning, it just didn't sound right to me.
You've got a 40-year-old air conditioning unit now. Go look at the coils and tell me if you see any rust on it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I should be able to. So my price isn't going to be my decision, but is that really all I need to do? Just have somebody come in and say, okay, now I want you to do a manual J calculation?
That's it.
Okay.
And that's what I would ask the air conditioning contractors. Will you provide me a manual J calculation on this estimate? If they say no, well, okay, thanks anyway, and go to the next one. And you said you're new to the home. Are you new to Arizona?
Well, yes, we are.
How did you find Rosie on the house?
Well, I have a friend that's listened to you since you went on the air, and she said, I talked to her, and she said, you have got to call Rosie on the house and see what they tell you.
Well, tell your friend thank you from everyone here at Rosie on the House. We appreciate it. And you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and in the certified partners, you can click find a service contractor in your area. And if you type in Sun City, I'm only doing this because I don't know Pro Solutions Air off the top of my head. They're located right there in Surprise near you at 623-232-8425. And the way our search engine works for our certified contractors is it shows you by geolocation the closest to your area. A lot of our guys travel valley-wide, travel statewide. When it comes into the type of service that you might need an emergency call out for, though, obviously the closer the better for response time. For a lot of our guys that are mom-and-pop, we do have some bigger companies like Rias that have technicians. You know, they've got 30 technicians scattered all over the valley, so office location isn't critical there. But, you know, we've got great guys, like I said, Pro Solutions Air, the Wade family, Donald and his wife run a nice small pop. Night Air Conditioning is the next one. You know, Chuck and his daughter Carissa have a great small operation. You've got Integrity Air Conditioning, Brian and Jamie. You've got, we mentioned Rias earlier, Jeff Carmichael. He lives way out in the Southeast Valley, but their office is located in Central Phoenix. Isley's another one. So, you know, we've got a lot of great guys there that can cover you and be there for you as fast as you can. And any of them, as part of being a Rosie on the House certified partner in the HVAC industry, requires manual J calculations on proposals, so we make sure we're sizing it right for your specific home, lifestyle, and make sure we get you the best investment for your air conditioning and mechanical equipment, because without it, Arizona's not a 6 million populated. There's not 6 million people in Arizona without air conditioning. Let's go. If your friend didn't tell you, everyone on Rosie on the House, all contractors are required at least 5 years in business before they can even apply. They've all signed a complaint resolution policy. They all signed a code of ethics that they adhere to. And we have a third-party guild quality that we do all of our customer surveys and reviews through. Any of the other, quote, referral network services out there, all the reviews you see on there are owned by that review company, whether it's, you know, Google or Yelp or, you know, continue down the line. Well, our reviews all come from the guild quality, so we can't touch them. What's on there is what's really being said, and there's no way to control what goes up there and what doesn't go up there. And they're all still five-star. That's the confidence we have in our screening process and in the network and the guys that are on there. They're local, and they care, and they're there to help be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Welcome to Arizona, Susan. Anything else, just give us a call back. And if you get a couple estimates together after a manual J calculation, and you want to talk through some of the options we have and maybe which one's right for you, give us a call back. Let's go to Ryan and see how we can help power wash his patio. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I just purchased a place in Central Phoenix, and it's got a old brick kind of courtyard before you get into the house. I think the place was built in the 60s, I want to say, maybe even earlier. I don't know if it's been washed since then. So I don't know if, like, power washing it is the best way to go. I've heard that with bricks, sometimes that's not a good idea.
Well, for all building materials, water is our biggest enemy. And what you're risking with how water attacks cement-based materials is it starts creating efflorescence as water passes through and evaporates through concrete materials, brick, CMUs, concrete slabs, whatever the case. As the water evaporates, you start to see white buildup, and that's the salts that it's carried to the surface. And obviously the salts don't evaporate, so they start building up this white chalky powder, and it's called efflorescence. But that takes years of and a heavy concentration of water to just go through and power wash the exterior of your brick home and let it dry from the sun, man, you're going to be fine. The bigger thing you've got to worry about is making sure you don't get your wand so close that you start flaking away that brick material and you have the right nozzle on it. I mean, you could put on a pinhead nozzle on a pressure washer and put it onto concrete, pull the trigger, and you'll see it start to break the material down. So make sure you've got a nice wide fan blade. I'd stay at least, keep the wand at least 6 inches back, and obviously start from the top and work your way to the bottom.
Okay. So it is okay to do it then, is what it sounds like?
It is. Yeah. And okay. What you're going to notice is once you have it power washed and it's wet, and you said it's a red brick?
It is a red brick, yeah.
You're going to like the way it looks wet, and then when it dries out, a lot of that rich color is going to fade back to its natural color just from being, the exterior exposure of your home for years and years. But you can get to a Marvell Masonry, and they've got a lot of coatings you can put on there, earth tones that would help keep it a wetter look and give it a deeper, richer color if you want. The only thing to know there is, you know, eventually you'll have to recoat it again, and you'll have to recoat it again after probably 10, 15 years. So that's really just a personal preference. That is, we typically don't like to put anything on the home. That red brick exposure, you've seen it there for a lot of years. It hasn't needed anything. You put something on there, well, then you've just started a maintenance item if you want to keep it looking that way. So, again, personal preference, but you can get to a Marvell. And even if you wanted to keep the look of the wet, but you didn't know which product or size, just go around to an area of the home that you don't see every day. Do a little section and test a few different sealers to see which look you like, then pick the one from there.